USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Saudi Arabia executed 81 people convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups, the largest known mass execution carried out by the kingdom in its history. The number of executed surpassed even the toll of a January 1980 mass execution of 63 militants convicted of seizing the Grand Mosque in 1979. It wasn't clear why the kingdom chose this weekend for the executions. They came as much of the world's attention remains focused on Russia's war on Ukraine. The number of death penalty cases being carried out in Saudi Arabia had dropped during COVID, though the kingdom continued to behead convicts under King Salman and his crown prince Mohammed bin Salman. And for the first time since 1 month before Russia invaded Ukraine, gas prices stayed the same. The national average stuck at $4.32 per gallon, up 32 cents from a week ago and $1.55 from 1 year ago. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.